All right, we are here at the 2018 PSCU Member Forum in St. Louis, Missouri. And look who I ran into, Mr. Joe Brancucci from CU Rate Reset. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Good.
Thank you, Mike.
I'm doing well, Thanks for asking. They were on my laptop, but they disappeared. But no, they're all alive and well in San Diego and loving life. So, and we're here in St. Louis at the PSCU Member Forum. How's the conference going for you so far?
Good. I'm pretty good at making appointments before I get here.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Than just
have a plan.
Yes, I have a plan, but it's a good conference. I've been a PSCU user and supporter probably for 30-plus years now.
You're so well entrenched with that.
Yes, 3 credit unions.
Oh, my gosh. Well, then I don't need to tell you anything new here. Hey, you have a number of credit union solutions designed to build and retain a credit union's credit card portfolio. There's a lot of credit words in there. How do they work?
So we have a number of products. So the most popular product right now is digital pre-approval, which actually digitizes what we've been doing for years, sending out a pre-approval to a member, but allows the member to make choices, which is a big thing that we have found in consumer research. If they want to make a choice, lets them actually select the card. We have one credit union that wants them to select, has 8 plastics behind a specific card. You know, they can do whatever they want to do. They do it all digitally. They make a decision on balance transfers. They execute all the documents, and the credit card gets basically set up through the LOS systems that the credit union has in place. And if it's a PSCU credit union, the balance transfer is automatically processed.
Wow. So. Very cool.
It's really pretty cool.
So we're talking, the next question is has to do with creativity. So what is the most creative credit card solution you've developed for a credit union so far?
The most creative thing that we've done is for some of the university credit unions, where they have the students in college, they have a card. And the trouble is, 75% of those cards disappear at graduation. They don't have a very good success rate at converting it. So we created what's called a graduation card. And so, you know, if it's a credit union XYZ, I'm not going to name any credit unions, but they have a graduating population of students, they would actually issue a pre-approved credit card and allow the member, this congratulations on your graduation, and let the credit union member now choose the card that they want, the adult card, execute it, do the balance transfer from the old card, close it out, and they've secured it. And it's it's in testing right now with a couple of the university credit unions, and it's pretty cool. It's different, and it really does something really neat. The other thing that's pretty interesting is that Patelco Credit Union is using our Loan Gen credit card program very differently than others. Loan Gen is kind of the ability to see what the credit card you have in your wallet versus what the credit union could offer you, and then if you want at the end of it, you could actually make an application. They've decided not to use that in the mobile system. They're an omni-channel kind of a credit union. They want everything to be omni-channel. That's their strategy. And so they actually took Loan Gen for credit card and used it in their branch system, their member-facing areas, as a means of normalizing the member experience, improving the quality of the applications, and then ultimately the amount of new cards that they issued. And it was wildly successful. And we have other credit unions now adopting our solution. So some of our solutions, most of our solutions have been built for us to, a credit union to offer to a member in a digital manner. Now we're using the digital solution to normalize the process in the actual front-facing areas. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah. I love the kind of thinking outside the box type of mentality for these solutions.
When I make a demonstration, I always say the only thing that limits you in these solutions is your imagination.
Yeah.
And it is really about imagination.
Yeah. Exactly. Let's not lose you. Let's not lose you, Joe. All right.
I tend to back up.
No, I don't mind you walking around. Just don't walk out of the frame. We like you, all right? Hey, next big topic here is a big announcement. Well, actually, it happened last week, not next week. Knock Knock. You guys, Knock Knock recently won NACUSO's Next Big Idea competition contest last week, and I was honored to be there to see it live. So congratulations on
that. Thanks. Knock Knock has been actually our overriding strategy, where we've been developing all of our products for Knock Knock. It wasn't that they came and then we developed Knock Knock. So the intent was to move credit unions away from offering members just-in-case solutions, just in case they want to buy a card, just in case they want to buy want a new credit card, just in case they want a personal loan, to have it trigger related so that the member would get just-in-time offers. And then the member can also go in and get a very easy process, all friction gone. If they were looking for a loan by themselves, they weren't shopping at that particular moment, but they wanted an automobile loan, they could go in, get the pre-approval, and all done digitally. So all of the products were built that way, and now with Knock Knock, the first phase is live. It's live at America's Credit Union. in DuPont, Washington, and it actually allows all of the products that we have to be displayed to the member, any offers that the credit union may have. Mm-hmm. Phase two, and there are three parts of phase two, but by the beginning of the fourth quarter, we will actually have the live trigger activity going on. So the member walks into an auto dealership, hands in their license, the credit, it's just a typical transaction. Right. They go and do a soft pull on the member, mm-hmm. and then they decide what they're going to buy for them. When that soft pull hits the credit bureau, the trigger will hit through the credit bureau's model that they set up the credit bureau, and it will say to the member, you've just been pre-approved for a $40,000 automobile loan. You know, if they're in a practitioner of lifestyle improvements and they fill out the SoFi app and the SoFi app pulls a credit bureau, same thing will happen. So Knock Knock is pretty cool. And then the other thing it is that in the early 2000s, credit unions really kind of embraced, at least in dialogue, the Forrester model, which said in order for financial institution to be successful in the future, you had to be able to do these things. You had to tell the member what they have, how it's doing, what options they have, and then the do it part. And we've never been able to do the do it part.
Okay.
And Knock Knock gets to the do it part. So it'll pull up that they have a Chase Manhattan credit card at 17%, we'll just argue. They don't have a credit card with the credit union. The credit union offers them a pre-approval. If you take this credit card that you've been pre-approved for, you, we can save you whatever it is, you know, 5%,
lower rate,
7%, yeah, whatever exactly. It is, and just execute the documents, do the balance transfer, and it's done. So it creates that very different kind of interaction, and that's phase two. So that's this year, not next month, not next year, not 3 years from now.
Yeah.
Phase three, which is next year, actually takes and lets the member consolidate all of their financials, everything they do, including account checks, so they can actually have their current net income, their assets verified, their tax, all that stuff,
uh-huh.
and they can actually then model and say, I want to buy a house and I need $20,000 down payment, what can I do with my finances, and lets them model it, and lets the credit union go into it, because obviously sitting on the credit union's site,
yeah.
and the credit union go back and say, you know, if you do this, this, and this, you have $20,000 of B of A, you could move that and create a certificate with XYZ credit union. So it's really very disruptive. It's kind of subtle, you know, the way we've described it and moved ahead, but it isn't subtle at all. It's a very disruptive technology.
I'm thinking as you're explaining that, the last phase you're just talking about is like, who wouldn't use that? Especially if you're in the market for a new home or a new car, whatever, you know?
But
it's like,
just
to have that at your fingertips.
I mean, you basically have a financial planner going on in your fingertips,
yeah.
and you're in control of it. And, you know, the member research is, consumer research is overwhelmingly says the consumer wants to be in control of their financial
mm-hmm.
life. And they want to, you know, they want to at least have the feel that they're in control
mm-hmm.
and that they have options.
Yeah.
And that's, everything we've built is options, have them in control, and engage them. Because we don't engage our members very well at all, you know.
And this will improve that big time.
Yes, you know, our most popular product right now is CD renewal, because, you know, for years, like I've been doing this for 47 years, so probably that many years, we send out the notice that says your certificate is maturing, you know, it's going to roll over at the then current rate. If you don't like that, you have 7 days to cash it in. So why not send them a notice that says, thank you for being a great member, your certificate of deposit is coming up for renewal, we want to give you some options, and give them the option to add money to it, change the term, execute the TIS documents right online, fund through, we have an automatic funding mechanism through DocuSign right now, basically taken care of, the certificate is renewed, the member adds money to it, didn't have to come into the branch, didn't have to call anybody, didn't have to think about it, wasn't suspect, you know, wasn't susceptible to the marketing that's going on around them all the time about better rate here or whatever it may be. So we made it easy, simple, painless, and the relationship was built.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you've removed all that friction,
yes.
as well, which is kind of a buzzword happening now.
It's all about removing friction for
yeah.
me. I mean,
yeah.
every product that we have, we keep on working through it. I mean, every time we bring out a new credit union and they find a friction point, we get rid of the friction
yeah.
point. And
sure.
so.
Yeah, these days. Yeah. Well, because credit unions have to live up to, you know, the high bar that websites like Amazon have already set, you know, Airbnb, or the Uberization of all this type of stuff. So credit unions got to keep up, and it sounds like this is what you guys are doing, helping them out.
I think that banking is going to change. I mean, as we've known it for all of my career, it's going to change. And I think it's, you know, it's subtly changing. The financial technology companies are using big data in ways that we've never even thought about using
yeah.
big data. They've created dynamic behavioral models that actually are better at identifying good loans than we are with our traditional modeling that we've been doing. And once blockchain comes into play and there's a more security to the movement of those transactions and the data, they're ahead of us on redefining the consumer experience, and they will become someone that we'll probably go to service our or originate loans for us or whatever it may be, because you can see that as a differing change. And it's one of the predictions of, if you read the number of the 2018 predictions, financial predictions for the next 5 years, banking for service is a big one, and that's really what it's all about.
Okay.
So.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, very interesting times indeed. I want to get back to, just to kind of wrap up here, what does the Next Big Idea Award mean for not only the product Not Knock, but just see rate reset and where technology is headed in general?
For the company, obviously, we're a team, and it's a small team, and it really works well together. And interesting enough, we really pull from the 50 credit unions that are members of the CU Rate Reset family of credit unions that help us actually evolve these products. And so we are a CUSO in its purest terms. We are a cooperative, and we even do best practice calls with our members on a regular basis. But what it means going forward is, and where I guess within the industry, is that there is a need to get outside of our way and start doing things that are not necessarily easy to comprehend, not necessarily easy to figure out how to change our paradigms, but we make it easy for them to do it. And we let them. I've been a big professor of the base hit. Get on base. You can't score unless you get on base. And so we made the solutions very easy. They're all SaaS solutions now. Very easy to bring up. We brought up a credit union that signed maybe 75 days ago. They're already live with all of our products. So it depends on how sophisticated the credit union wants to do. Sometimes we overanalyze and overprocess something, and so get on, see if it's even working. If it's not working, you can shut it down. But so it's a change in the dynamic, and we see some credit unions that are grasping it, and that we're not just talking about big credit unions. We're talking about $150 million credit unions that get it. Mm-hmm. And they're going to be dominant forces, because you don't have to have size does not matter. Mm-hmm. It is really the creativity and the innovation, and are you where the puck's going to be?
Oh, great message to end on, Joe. Thank you so much. Oh my gosh. That was